If you have your Bibles to Revelation 1, stand with it to Revelation chapter 1. And I want to read the whole 20 verses, but for time's sake, I'm going to start at verse number 8. Revelation 1 and 8. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was, oh glory, and which is to come. Now, here's what I want you to really grab hold of. The Almighty.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Tell the Jehovah false witness, I said, Jesus is the Almighty. Well, I don't care. You said that you just made me mad. Then you're in the wrong crowd if I made you mad about that. Tell the Mormons he's more than an angel. He's God in the flesh, seed of angels, preached to the Gentiles, and raised up into heaven.
Amen.
I'm about to get loose, Brother Ray. I can't help it this morning. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. That represents the church and its completion. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, can I say something? Trump is not going to stop the church. Our pitiful Congress is not going to stop the church. You say, why? The church has somebody in the midst of her.
Amen.
And has somebody helped me preach right there. Yeah. Amen. Somebody said, well, you just made me mad again. Well, that's twice. I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, one likened unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, and his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his face were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass as they burned in the furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand the seven stars. Lord God, every preacher in this room ought to take a shout right there. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he somebody, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Father, touch these words. Bless this message. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll listen fast, I'll preach fast, okay? I'm interested in this passage of Scripture, but I'm interested actually in one key word. Sometimes when you preach a passage, Jared, I know you young preachers have got it. You ever preach a passage of Scripture and you actually had a handle on it? You kind of had it. I mean, you had it outlined, you could articulate it. It was easy. But there's some passages of Scripture that absolutely, I've never had a handle on it because they're so deep and so wonderful. And see, I put Isaiah 53 there. I put Philippians chapter 2 there, but I also put Revelation chapter 1 there. It's so enormous. It's so big. And I want to tell you something, friends. When I'm lifted up this morning, I'm going to lift up Jesus for the next 15, 20 minutes, okay? That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to put your attention on anything but him. I'm interested in that term in verse 8, the Almighty. And I'm interested in this thought this morning, the permanence of salvation. When I say Almighty, I'm talking about the power and the authority of God. When Naomi was coming back from Moab, she said, "The Almighty had dealt bitterly with me." I want to tell you something. I'm thankful that Almighty God and Almighty Jesus has dealt graciously to me. Amen. I do not deserve to be saved, but I'm glad I am saved. Amen. And I'm glad he didn't save me and then just gave me a 24-hour dose, a little Advil for my problem, for my inflammation. No, he gave me an eternal dose. Woo! You said, "I don't believe in eternal security." One of these days you will. Some people said, "I got saved and I lost it." Well, you probably didn't get saved right way first time. Amen. The Bible said he's the author of eternal salvation. Hey, it involves an eternal purpose or person. It involves an eternal purchase, the blood. It involves an eternal inheritance. I want to tell you something. I thank God for my life down here, but I want you to know when down here's over, I got an eternal home in heaven. And don't threaten me with death. Don't get up and say, "Boy, I hope you die." Listen to me. Don't threaten with me with that. I'm going to leave this body and go into glory. Somebody help.
Amen.
Man, can I keep on preaching a little bit? I bogged down the introduction. He said, "I'm Alpha and Omega." Now listen to this carefully. The word Alpha, that's the top run. Amen? That's the best you can get. That's the start. Ain't no better than that. Boy, stay with me. I'm getting happy right here. And you said, "What is Omega?" That's the end of the run. Woo! But, and you know what Jesus is? He's the beginning of the run and the end of the run and all in between the run. Right. So whatever happens in the beginning or the end, he's in all of it. And that tells me his salvation is permanent. Oh, let me give you an illustration. My little granddaughter, Brooke, I like her. I remember one time she was in her playpen, and she didn't do this a lot, but when she did it, it melted my butter. And some of y'all don't know what that means. It's okay. She said, "Papa, Papa, hug, hug, hug." And she was wanting me. But see, she couldn't get out of the pen to get to me. You said, "What'd you do?" She had all about 1,000 playthings down there on the floor. So I made a pen for her. And she couldn't get out of the pen. But you know what I did? I got in the pen and put my arm around her. Hey, I want every one of y'all to know, you can't get to God, but I'm glad he came to me. The Alpha came down to the Omega. Woo! Son, woo! and lifted me out. 8 times in the Bible he mentions Almighty. In chapter 4 verse 8, the angelic beings spent their time praising him and saying, Lord God Almighty. I want to say this, and don't want to upset your apple cart. Whole world doesn't revolve around you, but it does revolve around him. I see some people that man, they think their problems and man, everything revolves around them. I want you to know something. It doesn't revolve around you. It revolves around him. And we live and we move and we have our being because of him. I just got 2 points this morning. Don't get shook up. It's my sub points that get lengthy sometimes. Verse 9 and 10, I want you to notice the tried servant and his persecution. Now look at me in my eyeball. John went through great persecution. I'll tell you what the Roman Empire wanted to do. They wanted to shut him off. They wanted to shut his voice down. By the way, the humanists in our society, come on, the government, they want to shut our voice down. But I want them to know something. I'm not built on them. We're not a member of a state church. We're a member of his body. Amen. He was put on Patmos, a lonely, barren place. And it accomplished exactly what the Romans wanted to accomplish, and that was woe. And you couldn't have got anything more desperate than being put alone on that island of Patmos. Are y'all with me? I want you to know something. Hear me out. If you got one godly bone in you, one, you will suffer persecution. Somebody help me. And you know what? I don't mind suffering it every once in a while at the hands of lost people. But I want to tell you what, you're going to find some Christians to put you through some trials too. Somebody help me preach right there. Oh yeah, listen, there's a lot of unkind people that says unkind things. But I want you to know something. Can I give you some advice this morning? Don't put your eyes on them. Put your eyes on the Almighty God. Put your eyes on the permanence of your salvation. Put your eyes on a friend that loves you forever, that stick as close to you as forever. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll go all the way with you. Now he's under persecution. How do you get through that? How do you get through the nasties? And buddy, you ain't very old yet, but you're going to find out some nasties out there. You probably already have. Oh, they'd be some people one of these days. You got 3 little girls. They'll say something nasty about your kids. Oh, yeah. And about your wife. You might need to tell them what I tell them. You can do whatever you want to me, but you lay your hand on one of my kids or my wife, you got this big 299.9-pound preacher ready to get after you. You say, why 299.9? I haven't had lunch yet. Come on now. You said, how do I get through that kind of times? Hey, every one of us in this room has trials and trouble and heartache. And you said, how do I get through them? Well, there is a man's side and there's a God side. How did he get through it humanly? Now listen to me, I tell you, number one, he identified with the saints. He said, John, look what he said. I, John, who also am your brother. Can I say something to you? When you get down in the molly grubs and feel like you're the only one there and you feel like you're the only one serving God, I want you to know there's a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ that's going through what you are. Amen. Hey, I tell you what. It blesses my soul when I'm able to get with a brother and sister and say, I'm with you. I know what you're going through. I've been there before. I've been talked ugly about. I've been forsaken. I know what it means to be alone. I know what it means to go through the dark hours by myself. But really, I'm not by myself, because I got Jesus the Almighty. I got Jesus the Almighty. Somebody help me.
Amen.
First of all, he was identified with the saint. Secondly, listen to this. He was yielded to the Spirit. I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day. Now, I know, Jared, there's a bunch of commentaries out there that throws this thing out and says he was in a big trance and he was, you know, Brother Albot or anybody, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to take it for what it really said. He was in the Holy Ghost on the Lord's day. I want you to know something, there ain't nothing will beat the devil like you being in the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know, if you're saved, you've got the Holy Ghost. The problem is, he don't have a lot of us. Somebody help me preach right there. He was yielded to the Spirit of God. The Bible said, be filled with the Spirit of God and speak with songs and hymns. And by the way, that really does away with a lot of contemporary music. I chase every rabbit I can. Then thirdly, how do you overcome persecution? Listen to this one. He went to church. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Now here's what the devil do. All them people down there don't like you. And he'll do everything he can to get you out of church. But I want y'all to know something. The same devils you face at Taze Valley, if you go down the road, you're going to face them too. Brother Green was telling me about a story. I won't get into it. He said, other churches have devils too. You're right. Whether it's in Columbus, Ohio, or East Kentucky, down North Carolina, the devil will try to get in, and he often uses people to discourage you. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to be out of church. You need to be in church on the Lord's day in the Spirit of God. By the way, that's how you overcome. Am I preaching today? Come, somebody help me. But I want to tell you, if that's the only side I had, Joe, I still couldn't live very well. But there's a God side to this thing too. And I want to show you God's side. See, John was mistreated. John was put down. But then John was allowed in verses 10 and on to see something. He was allowed to see the true judge. And by the way, if you're saved or not, I want you to know the true judge knows it. Church membership ain't going to do it for you, okay? Eternal permanent salvation is not built on church membership. It's built on Christ. Verse 13. He said, in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, one like a son of God, clothed with a garment down to his foot. He's the unknowable one. He's the judge. You've been misjudged, but don't worry about it. He's clothed all the way down his garment. He's pure, and he'll never misjudge you. He'll never treat you improperly. He'll always treat you right. Somebody ought to say amen. Sometimes people misjudge us. There's sometimes people think of it, we have an agenda, but I want you to know something. I'm glad there's one that judges me right. And when you get a hold of that, you'll want to run around the church and shout. Then he, listen to this. The clothing was down to his foot. He's the unemotional one. See, you don't shake Jesus up. There ain't a prayer you can pray that shakes Jesus up. You can't say, Jesus, my child is in trouble. I ain't going to shake him up. He holds it in his hand. You can't say, Jesus, I just lost my job. Hey, that ain't going to shake him up. You can't say, Jesus, I got cancer. I got some disease. I want to tell you, he overcame death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Verse 14, his head and hairs were white as wool. He's the unimpeachable one. Now, by the way, you'll never get a mistrial with him. In verse 15, boy, y'all looking at this verse, and his feet were fine brass. If they were burned in the furnace, his voice as the sound of many waters. He's the terrible one. Verse 15b, he's the unanswered one. You can't argue with my God. He's the Alpha and Omega. By the way, he holds the seven stars, and those seven stars are the seven preachers of those seven churches. And by the way, every preacher in this room, you're a star. And there may be some battles you go through, but there's one that has you in his hand. Somebody help me. That's the unparalleled one. And he has a sharp sword that comes out of his mouth. He's the unconquerable one. Somebody help me. I'm good. He had eyes as flame of fire. He's the undeceivable one. You cannot deceive him. As the sun shineth, he's the unapproachable one. Am I preaching? Here's what he's saying, John. I'm still just. John, listen. When they mistreated you and put you on the Isle of Patmos, I put you there for a purpose. And I want you to know something, John. I got this. Somebody ought to shout glory. You're going through some battles this morning. You feel like your world's turned upside down. Let me tell you what Jesus is saying to you right now. I got this. I got to hurry. I'm already out of time, but can I take 3 or 4 minutes? Whoo! I see John, the tried servant. But in verse 17 through 19, I see Jesus, the trusted Savior. You know what John done? It's what we all got to do. When you see Jesus, he fell as a dead man. You know what needs to happen here this morning? Jeff, I thought about this. You know what has to happen? We need all the life drained out of us. Come on. As too many of us think too highly of ourselves. We need the life drained out of us. So the life of Christ can be put in us. Oh, am I preaching? Am I listening? Are you listening? Hey, you know our problem is we're stuck on ourselves. We think we're somebody. Listen, outside of him coming and lifting me out of sin, I'm nobody. Whew. He fell as a dead man. Job knew what he was talking about. Peter said, I'm a sinful man. Now, he knew what he's talking about. Isaiah, when Uzziah died, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. I want to tell you, you ever look at Jesus, you'll see how wicked you really are. Am I preaching? I'm glad he's unmovable, unchangeable, unmotionable. You might not be able to figure it out, but thank God he's got it figured out. Amen. You know what the right hand speaks of? I'm done. It speaks of pleasure. It speaks of perfect place. And it had a perfect position. Jared, I called Jared doctor this morning. He don't like to be called that, and I won't do it anymore, but I just want all y'all to know he is that. But I want to tell you something, Jared. We can have a bunch of doctors behind our name and a bunch of education. And it won't amount to nothing.
That's right.
Unless he lays his hand on you.
Amen. You're right.
I'm glad there's been some times in my life the devil even got up in my ear and said, you're not saved. You said, you kidding me? You, the preacher? He's went up there and done that to you? Oh, yeah. But I want to tell you, when he starts telling me about my past, you know what I do? I just remind him of his future. I am saved. I'm still saved. And you know what he done? He touched him. That's some of you today, saved people. You need touched again. Then he got, look at his title in verse 18. I'm he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive. What? I'm alive forevermore. And he said, just fear not. Devil ever got a, how many of you, come on, without lying or being a hypocrite, how many of you have been to the place where the devil said you ain't worth nothing? They don't need you at church. They don't need you anywhere. You ain't worth nothing. Here's the bad thing you do. Don't believe him. See, Jesus the Almighty says, you're worth something because I gave my blood for you. Oh, you're worth something. I went to a grave and went out on the third day. You're worth something. I went to the right hand of God and I'm making intercession. I don't care what accusation the devil throws at you. I got it. Because I have the keys of death and the hell. You said, I thought the devil had him. He had him, but he don't have him anymore. I love that Easter drama we do when Jesus gets when Wayne gets them keys, Wayne, woo! They get them keys out of your hand. Isn't that what you even almost shout, don't you? This morning, if you're here and lost, he won't just save you and give you a 24-hour dose. He'll give you eternal life. Here's what you got to realize. You got to just realize you're a sinner. And realize Christ died. And if you put your trust in him, he'll save you. Amen. And if you're here a Christian this morning, and you feel like you've been misjudged, and you feel like you've been done wrong, and you're hurting because of a lot of circumstances, you know what you need to do this morning? Get your eyes off of that junk and come and get them on the Almighty, the one that has it this morning, the one that loves you this morning. And don't feel excluded. You're included in his family. Bow your head with me. How many right now would say, Preacher Smith, if I die today, I know for sure I'd go to heaven. Raise your hand high and testify. Testify. Hold them up a minute. Thank you. I see a few hands can be raised. If you're not sure you're saved, there's already people coming praying. If you're not sure you're saved this morning, you say, Preacher Smith, I want to know I'm going to heaven. I want that eternal salvation. And I want you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand right now and say, pray for me? Yes, I see that hand back there, man. Yes, I see it. Amen. I see your hand. Somebody else? I see your hand. God bless you. I see that hand. You're not sure you're saved this morning. I see that hand. Somebody else? Lord God, he's doing business here this morning. Let me say this to you that raised your hand. Let's make it sure this morning. Won't you come down to the altar? Let's take a Bible and show you how to be saved. God will give you permanent salvation. How many Christians this morning feel misjudged? Feel like you've been beat around? Feel like you feel kind of lonely this morning? But this morning you've been encouraged by God's word. And you say, everybody lift your hand, preacher, pray for me. I want to take what you said this morning and apply it to my life. Raise your hand all over the house. God bless you all over the house. You know what I do? I come around and give the devil a black eye and pray and give him glory this morning and get the victory. Let's stand. You that raise your hand wanting to be saved, you come on down here this morning. We'll take a Bible, show you how to be saved. Our Father, thank you for this hour of service. These ladies that raised their hand, I want to pray for them. God, just save them. Lord, there's three of them this morning. Lord, I pray you touch them. God, thank you for this service. Now help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you raise your hand, you want to be sure you're saved. Come on. Or you're in a battle. Come and join these others this morning and pray. Come on, sir.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hey, God bless y'all.